Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Oh, the belching. Oh.
That was something I was not prepared for yesterday, the belching after eating the world's spiciest chip and taking the one chip challenge.
Well,
the
doctor was saying he got the hiccups like right directly afterwards, and I feel like that started happening to you.
It caught me completely off guard, Kennedy. All of the belching yesterday. Well, if you want to watch
the rest of us off guard too.
Yeah, if you want to watch the video, it is up on our Facebook page. Just search for Mix 104.1 or go to Mix 104.1.com. So there were three things in running into people yesterday. They all asked me, like when I went to pick up my son from school or after I left the radio station. Three things they were asking. Do you guys want to know what those three things were?
Go ahead.
How are you feeling?
Sure. It's
like, yeah. Bad.
Which is nice.
Yeah. How much money did Annie raise? And we're going to get to that in just a second. And how's your colon? And I was like, that's kind of an aggressive thing to like.
Just... It's a fair question.
I get it.
Right.
Really? I think that it is none of your business. What happens in a bathroom, A, should never be talked about. And I realize we're about to go off the rails on that one. But in my life, never talked about and never asked about. Period. End of story. There's no need. Everybody knows what happens. No need to talk about
it. It's important.
But I mean, a common denominator in eating something that spicy is it's spicy twice.
But do we have to talk about it?
Yes.
So here's what you have to know. Is that I did end up getting very sick yesterday after all of this happened. And I like projectile sick. And I don't know if it was because of the spicy chip or if it was because of all of the stuff that I ingested. I generally don't eat a lot for breakfast. I keep it pretty minimal. And I ate a bunch of bananas.
Right.
And then I threw down that banana shake. And then I ate, I had lemon juice. I had peanut butter. I had ice cream. I think I ate a dollop of sour cream.
Rice.
And the lemon curd.
And the lemon curd.
Half a gallon of milk.
And the milk. And the, all of it. The belching. And that led to, yes, just getting super sick after all, probably about an hour and a half later.
Yeah, he was standing here and then he was not here.
No.
Right.
Like it was a quick walk.
Kennedy came back and she goes, I think it's happening.
Oh, if you walk down
just
the hall
look.
By
just
that
just don't
bathroom,
look when he comes back
it's like a scene from The Exorcist.
It was so bad. And I just, like, I kind of made myself just to like, get it out.
Right.
You know, just get it out of me.
Got a rally.
Yes, get it out of me. And once I got it out of me, it was fine. But, like, it was just, the sweats were, I could not believe how much I was just in the bathroom. It was just, like, sweat dripping off of my body. And I'm like trying to gain my composure, and I'm like, we're in I can hear like the song playing, and in my head, I'm like counting down. We have 2.5 minutes until we go back on the air, and I've got to get back in there, and I don't have a toothbrush or toothpaste.
And you were gray.
And it was not bad.
You looked like SpongeBob when he has the suds, and he comes back. It was just not well.
Were you not expecting the world's hottest chip to be bad?
I mean, you watched all those videos. People,
I didn't
got
think I'd
sick,
get sick. No, I knew
sweated.
a little spit up, but I did not expect that.
I thought it would be more like tears, snot coming, like stuff coming out of him physically. I didn't think he would get that sick.
Dracarys.
Basically just lit a match and threw it down your esophagus and said, good luck.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And last night, right before I went to bed, I had to use the restroom and she's like, whoa. Oh,
there
hey,
it is.
Hey. Whoop,
it
justice
is.
For Lana. She's just an innocent bystander and a victim in all of this. She did nothing wrong.
Forget Lana. My colon was an innocent bystander in all of this.
Well, at least it was for charity.
It was for charity. So let's get an update. It was the goal to get to $10,000.
Yes.
Annie running for Dana-Farber. Quickly explain to everybody again why you're running for Dana-Farber.
So Dana-Farber is an organization that has just meant so much to me personally to save...
The belching.
Three of the most important ladies
really?
In my life.
Can you let her talk?
They saved my mom's, my best friend's mom growing up. They saved Erin O'Malley, of course, who's one of the best people in this building. And my mom's best friend is going through treatment at Dana-Farber right now. So I just feel like you need those people in your head when you're running those miles. Yeah. Like I said yesterday, Carson was in my head when thinking about him in the physical pain and that I could run a couple more miles if, you know, he was sitting on the toilet for that long. And now
poor Kennedy.
For the 26.2.
It's just things I don't need in my head.
You don't look comfortable.
Not at all.
And Carson, I'm here to tell you that your deed was...
It was all worth it.
All right, what's the number?
$10,110.
Wow. Make it rain.
Do you want to know something absolutely insane? Somebody donated $1,310 yesterday.
That is unbelievable.
It's one insane. Person?
One person.
Do you know who it is? Did
money.
They say?
They remain anonymous. They left a note. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
As regular listeners of the Carson and Kennedy Show, we're happy to be able to support Annie Dow in reaching her marathon fundraising goal in honor of our friends and family members who have battled cancer. While we prefer to remain anonymous, we nonetheless wish Annie smooth sailing and fair winds on race day. Best of luck.
That is so amazing.
That's amazing.
From the 781, lemon plus milk equals cement mixer. Learn that lesson.
A little bit.
Learn that lesson.
That stopped the momentum right in his tracks right there.
Oh, the belching. Oh.
Do you need anything?
A bucket.
Oh. We've got a bucket.
Oh, the heat.
Oh, his eyes are watering.
Oh, the heat. Oh, the hot.
I have so many portrait mode photos of Carson.
The hot.
Just the aftermath of it that I just feel like I should never share with anybody, but I probably will.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Annie.
It was weirdly satisfying to watch. I'm not going to lie to you. Yep.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if I can bring myself to watch it after living through it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.